you the higher madriga of tefillah. Okay, let's learn some Mesivas Shalom. I saw some unbelievable things in Mesivas Shalom this week.
It's very nice. Square.
So, says in Mesivas Shalom, V'yar Hashem el Avram v'yomer elav ani kel shakai hishalach lefanai v'yesamim. Hashem said to Avram, I'm revealing myself to you as kel shakai, walk before me and be tamim, be perfect. U'pirish Rashi b'shem ha-medrash hishalach lefanai b'mitzvos mila u'v'dvar hazeh tiyeh tamim. By the mitzvah of mila, that's what's going to make you tamim, make you perfect. As long as you have the orla, you're a bar mum. You're deficient. You have some sort of a defect. The meal is going to be what makes you
full.
Full.
Shalem.
Exactly.
Even though in the army it's the opposite, physically.
Oh, so about to say, you would think, according to Seicha, according to Teva, it should be the opposite, because a meal is an inflicting of a wound on the body. You're actually removing something. You would think that the body is whole and perfect and pristine the way it's created, and we're doing something to damage it. That's how the Greeks and the Romans saw it. Their biggest machlokas with us was over the mila. They considered the body to be a temple, and we were desecrating that temple by physically inflicting a wound. What, we were crazy? And that was their ikur argument with us. And it says afterwards, I will give my bris, my covenant between me and you. Uberashi bris shalahava. Rashi says, what's that covenant? It's a covenant, a promise of love. Ubris haaretz larisha la ayadei mitzvazu. And not only the bris hamila on the basar, on the flesh, but also the bris haaretz of Eretz Yisrael, to inherit it to you through this mitzvah. They go hand in hand. Through the mitzvah of Mila, Pashup Shat is the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. These two brisim, these two covenants, are attached one to the other. We were not able to get the bris of Eretz Yisrael until Avram had the bris Mila. Roy Levar, Goydel Inyana Shel Mitzvah Mila, asks in Nesivas Shalom, the Solomon Rebbe wants to know, what is the special thing about the bris Mila, Lemala Mikol HaMitzvahs, that it's so different, significant, above other mitzvahs, Shirak al yada nasim tamim. Without that, Avram wasn't considered tamim. Ubadeya harehu baal mum. And without it, he's considered, not only is he not tamim, he's a baal mum, he's imperfect. He has a taint on him, something wrong, a defect. You would think, okay, there's 613 commandments, right? If a person's missing any one of them, so something's missing, right? But it's specifically said about bris mila. And why is Eretz Yisrael connected to it? The first mitzvah a person ever fulfills right when they're born is mila. We would do a bris right away. But the reason we wait 8 days is because 7 days there's tumas leda. Ubechinas mashenema bekarbanos, and we say by the karbanos shivas yamim yeh tachas imo. Ubemashmini v'hala yiratze. We say by a korban after the korban is born, 7 days the korban will be by its mother, and only from the 8th day it will be desirable. Same thing with the child is like a korban that we're bringing. Umiyag shenir lekorban mekaimim bo mitzvah smila. As soon as the child is worthy of a krava, we bring him and offer him to Hashem through mila. Umayishna mishar kol hamitzvos she'ein adam mischayav ela b'igyul yigim mitshana shniya gadol v'bardas. Men usually do mitzvahs by bar mitzvah, 13 years old. What is mila different? Ube'etzim tziva kadosh baruch hu la'avram isalach afanav yasomim adei shiyakai mitzvos mila yesh lohovin arei ayak zeh kvar la'achar nisoyin shel ur kasdim. This mitzvah of mila was after ur kasdim. Ur kasdim, when Avram was thrown into the fiery furnace, Bomasar Avram Avinu is kol nashul Hashem. There was never a greater mysterious nefesh than throwing himself into a fiery furnace. Vinitzaref kol gufo, and his entire body was sanctified through the fire, purged, purified. Be'esha kivshen leman emunasi yizboirach. Umato sefes yeshua b'zeh sheyikayem mitzvas milah. I don't understand. Avraham Avinu was just purified through fire with emunas Hashem. His whole body went through that fire to purify him for emunas Hashem. What more is he lacking? What more is Mila contributing to Avraham Avinu at this point? Says the Solana Meravine, but Kliyakar, the Kliyakar says that Mila inyan seguli v'maltem is orlas levavchem. The physical Mila that a man has to undergo is to make him able to reach the concept of the mitzvah of Mila that everyone has. Every Jew has a mitzvah to do the Mila and to remove the force of the heart. There's something called Orlas Halev, and the Mefarshim there say, what does Orla there mean? Orla means Atum V'Satum. That's what the Mefarshim say. Orla is something that covers up, conceals, and stuffs up and blocks, the heart.
It's like the arteries you have.
This is a spiritual heart attack, or Chas Shalom, or a spiritual stroke. A person whose heart is blocked can't function. And a person whose spiritual heart is blocked also can't function. So for men, there's a physical counterpart to that, and that is the Mila. Shal yedei ze yehudi mekayim unimaltem es besar loschem. In order for him to reach the next level, he has to go through the physical version first. Shiyo lev tahor lev Yehudi. Says the Kliyakar, you want to have a Jewish heart? You can't say, I just have a Jewish heart. You have to do something about it. The only way for a Jew to get a Jewish heart is to go through Bris Mila. Because the only way for a Jew to get a Jewish heart is to remove the foreskin of the heart. The heart also has something covering it up and stuffing it up and preventing it from pouring out its desire before Hashem. And for a Jew to do that bris, he has to do the other bris. And that's how he can get a Jewish heart. Avram also had a pure heart even before that. Why did Avram get chosen to be the patriarch, the father of a nation, so that he would do the mitzvah of Mila and pass it on to us? You and your progeny, not just you. Right? Not every person needs a physical bris mila. Right? Men do. But for your progeny, for your children, they'll need it too. And they'll be able to get it through you. They're not on your level. You're raising your hand? Medaber al Avram Avinu Asmo, Chedivra Medrash, Shekolzman Sheorla Bach, Ata Bal Mum Lefane. So, there's another level, says the Nesivus Shalom. Yeshalom Shemitzis Mila, Sege Vinyana, its great thing is, She'al Yada Nase Aguf, Leguf Yehudi. Not only is the Mila important, because it reaches into our heart to remove the Orla of the heart, and without removing the foreskin, on our physical form, we can't get to that blockage of the heart to make a Jewish heart. Without the Mila, a person doesn't have a Jewish body. There's such a concept as a body of a Jew. Just like there's a difference between a Jewish soul and the soul of a non-Jew, the physique of a Jew is unique and different than the physique of a goy, of a non-Jew. V'yadei amila niyeguf Yehudi. If a person wants to have a Jewish form and a Jewish body, it doesn't start without mila. V'zim ha'shene'emar yisach l'fan avi asamim, shekol zman she'ein hefresh ben gufa l'guf shel goy, harehu balmum rochni. For a Jew to have the physique and the body of a non-Jew is a blemish. Something is physically wrong with that person's body. As long as they're Jewish, they have a spiritual blemish, a pgam, a mum. Shegufa guf shel goy she'enu ro'i l'kedusha, and that body of a non-Jew is not ro'i, it's not proper for it to reach and attain the levels of kedusha and sanctity and holiness that a Jewish body can attain. V'rachen zman mitzvah zu miyad kasher Yehudi nolad, and that's why we have this mitzvah as soon as the Jew is born. L'mamtinim ad yugimel shana k'moy b'mchometz. We don't wait till bar mitzvah. Mishum shaydei mira naser Yehudi aridei shekol guf on yeguf Yehudi. How can we let a person live on this earth for 13 years with a non-Jewish physique, with a non-Jewish form, with a non-Jewish body? Right away, as soon as possible, we give him a Jewish body. To remove the foreskin of the snake skin of the serpent, which he gave in us when we sinned at the time of the sin of Eitz Hadas. Miyad devora oilam malim oso nasa guf Yehudi. V'yedeiz in shechas of kedushas Yehudi. V'rak al yedei kach mesugal uramaltem es orlos revavchem. La'akor es shoresh pore loish v'ralana, to remove that, those weeds, those horrible plants that grow, and instead to remove that yetzer leva adam shara menurav, instead to implant in us the kedusha sanctity of the yetzer atov. Uchamur shemitzes mir yesh bakoach zguri remaltem esrol sovavchem kayedei amira nase riba lev yehudi shemekabal ma moyach yehudi lev yehudi v'kol evarav nasim evarim yehudiim. In order to have a Jewish mind and a Jewish heart and a Jewish body, that's the mitzvah of mila. That's the power of the bris mila. Let's go on a different idea. Parsha Zuniska Rubam Shel Asar Nisyonis Shenisnas Avram Avinu. In this parsha, most of the 10 Nisyonis, besides the Akedah, they're all found here. It says in Chazal in Pirkei Avos, Asar Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu Ve'amad Bikulam Lehodia Kama Chibasel Shel Avram Avinu, to teach us how beloved is Avram Avinu to HaKadosh Baruch. We said before, the Torah is not a history book. The Torah is not a book of stories. The Torah isn't here to tell us about the past. The Torah is to tell us about us and what we can do to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'afil b'nogea la'avram avinu, v'chol parsha v'inyan b'Torah, hem agufei Torah habayim l'amdenu orchos chaim. Every single story and every single idea and concept in the Torah is for each and every one of us, for all generations to learn from, to teach us the path of life. So it says about the Asar Nisyonis, the Chernobyler, Reb Nachum at Chernobyler, the first Chernobyler Rebbe, he was unique in that he was one of the few tzaddikim and Rebbes who was also a Talmud, also a disciple of the Baal Shem Tov and of the Mezritcher Magid. Most of the Talmid of Baal Shem Tov were not also Talmidim of the Magid. They were two different generations, basically. And the most Talmid of Baal Shem Tov that we have writings from, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef from Polnoy, the Baal Shem Tov, Baal Shem Tov's grandson, the Reb Pinchas Karitzer, Mechel Zlotshiver, those Talmid Baal Shem Tov that we have writings from the Baal Shem Tov and teachings from the Baal Shem Tov, usually those students and disciples were not also disciples of the Magid as well. But the Chernobyler Rebbe, the founder of the Chernobyler dynasty, the Moronayim, he was a tzaddik that was also Talmud by the Magid. And we find quotes in the Moronayim also from the Baal Shem Tov and also from the Mezritcher Magid. So it's a unique sefer in that respect, that he was zoicha to be Talmud from both of them and to see both and hear Torah and learn Torah from both of those people. So Moronayim says, D'chmoisha Avram Avinu nisnase basar nisyonis, kach kol echad ve'echad miYisrael misnase b'yoy mechayav basar nisyonis. The lesson of the nisyonis of Avram Avinu is that Avram Avinu is a symbol to us of the 10 trials. And each and every Jew in each and every generation has to go through 10 trials, just like Avram Avinu went through. Just like Avram Avinu had 10 nisyonis, each and every one of us during our lifetime will go through 10 different nisyonis to test us, to bring us higher. A nisyon, it says in the Sfarim, is from Lashon Nes. Nes doesn't only mean a miracle. Nes means like Nes Hasfina, like a sail on a sailboat. And when we uplift the sail on the sailboat to the highest mast, to the highest place, so too does a nisayon, a trial or a test, uplift us. Because when we survive that trial and test, we take ourselves out of the place where we were and bring ourselves up to a higher place that we could never have been. Next week we'll learn a little bit more about that idea when we go into the son of the Akedah. But basically, every person has this in their lives. He quotes the Moronayim more at length earlier, so I'll go there. Second. V'af im oisik b'toyer v'avoyda u'b'kabal osol ma'achus shemayim. Even those people who are already from, who are already good Jews, who are doing, fulfilling the Torah and mitzvahs, they're learning Torah and they're serving Hashem and they're davening and they're saying Shema m'kabal osol ma'achus shemayim. Still, ikar yiridus ha'adam l'olam kedei la'amod ba'asar nesyonos. A person's job, a person's tafkid, a person's mission in this world is to overcome 10 trials which we'll all be tested in. And that's the only way for a person to reach his perfection and his completion. The greatest part of nisayon, says the Moranayim, is for a person, no matter what's going over him, no matter what difficulties he's going through in his life, to keep that connection to Hashem. Through all the difficulties, through whatever's going on, and whatever seems difficult and hard, to keep that yishuv adas, to keep his mind straight, to keep connected to Hashem, that is the hardest part of the nisayon, that is the goal of the nisayon, to not let that connection break. The as kol nisayon is enam nechshavim kol nisayon. Then a trial isn't so hard anymore. And then you surely can succeed and overcome any single one of them, no matter what they are. So, if a person can hold on to that, the trial and the test won't even be one, because he has Hashem. Says the Moranayim, the most difficult part of a nisayon is that no matter what you do to keep that connection going, it breaks. And no matter what a person does to make sure that his das will not veer away from Hashem, he loses it. And when a person reaches that level where his das is lacking, where he doesn't have that clarity anymore, where he can't see it anymore, and he doesn't feel that connection anymore, when he's in the darkest and lowest, deepest pit, when it's the hardest, that's when the nisayon happens, and that's exactly the point that the nisayon has. When it's dark, and he can't feel God connected to him. And when a person looks deep into himself or herself and can overcome that place and still find his connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's when the connection deepens into a bond that can never be broken. And just like Avraham Avinu was one of those neshamas, just like Moshe Rabbeinu and other tzaddikim, that had a soul that was called a neshama klalis, a general soul that contained within it the souls of all of Klal Yisrael. Right? I mean, physically speaking, we know it's true, because Avraham is the patriarch, he's our forefather, and we're all related to him physically speaking. But in Ruchnius, it's also true that Avraham is our forefather. And in Ruchniustika way, all our souls were also in the potential state within his soul. The Kach Yeshel Kol Yehudi, just like Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 trials, so too are we tested in the same way with 10 trials. And that's how we retrieve our tikkun. And just like we observed by Yosef HaTzadik, that the way Yosef HaTzadik achieved the name Yosef HaTzadik is by virtue of the fact that he was able to be tested and survived the test that he had with Eishes Potiphar. Okay, so he says, "B'mashen ogiyah l'kol yachid, shesh nisyonus ha'ovrim al kol Yehudi hem be'emuna." So we said that the difficulty of the nisayon is that the clarity that we have, the das that we have, the shaychus and the connection, the skashrus tashen that we have, at the point of nisayon, in the darkness, it breaks. And we lose that clarity and that connection. So that's the difficulty of the nisayon. That's the difficulty of emuna. That's why we say, v'munaschu balelos, that our emuna has to be strongest when at night, when it's dark, when we can't see. Because during the day, when we can see everything clear, we don't need emuna. You don't need emuna about things that you see. No one asks you, do you believe in the sun? Or do you believe in this table? Do you believe in a chair? You don't have to believe in them. You see them. You know that they're there. Emunah is shayach when things aren't clear. At night, when you look out into the sky and everything is dark, and you can't see clearly, and you don't know what it is that you're seeing, then you have to have faith in emunah in what it is that you're looking at. It says the Pri Aretz, says the Vitebsker in Parshas Vayera, Kuala de Milsa, Ikar Nisyonis Hem Be'emunah. The most important part of a trial, of a test, is faith, emuna, and belief. Kimaimar lenasoscha ladas es asher belevavcha. God is testing us to know what's in our hearts. What is it that we truly believe? V'kol nisyonos hachayim shiyehud di'oiver hem bemidas behirus emunasai. Almost every trial and test we have, if you can break it down to its ikar component, no matter what form it takes, it's to test our emunah and see where are we holding, how much faith we can have in Hashem, how much trust that we can have in Him, how much we believe in Him. If we achieve that clarity, that Hashem is the Creator, the one who makes everything, if we achieve that clarity, then we know what a nisayon truly is. Shekol chayav shel ish Yehudi ritzuf in nisyonis. A life of a Jew is full of trials, it's full of tests. A Jewish person who's an oyved Hashem, a Jewish person who has faith in emunah and Hashem who follows the Torah, is constantly being tested in many different ways. We said that Avraham Avinu's tests were to show how beloved he was to Hashem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, that love, to show how beloved we are before Him when we withstand those trials. And before, the Slonimer quotes, and Sishon quotes the Ramban, who said, Malosu Sharam Avinu Haisa Ko Gdola Lo Mitzad Shikiyem Kol HaTorah V'Kol HaMitzvos. We know that Avraham Avinu fulfilled the Torah even before it was given, but says the Ramban in his Sefer Emunah B'Tachon, the reason that Avraham Avinu was so high wasn't because he fulfilled the Torah, because the other of us also fulfilled the Torah. So what was special about Avraham Avinu, about him, was that he fulfilled the 10 trials, he withstood them and he overcame them, and that was the uniqueness of Avraham, because that was Modia Chibaso, that showed his, the Hashem's love for Avraham. She'amad Basar Nisyonis She'bezeh Hodi Kama Chibaso Lifnemak V'ken Ken Kol Yehudi Mizera Avraham Avinu Iker Mashinimsa Ne'eman B'Shas Mivchan V'Nisayim. The faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in us is when we show faith in Him and we fulfill and withstand the trials that He places us in. And it says in the Sfarim, Shebishas Nisayon Noitri Me'adam Kol Hasagoysav U'Madrigoysav U'Mistalkin Emenu Amoichin. It says in the Sfarim that when a person is tried and tested, all the greatest Hasagos, a person could have the strongest faith and it's unshakable, and he's learned all of Shas and he knows Tillim by heart backwards and forwards, and he davens 3 times a day, and whatever he does, and he's on this level, and when a trial and a test comes, all of it drops and falls by the wayside, and he only has one thing to hold on to, and that's his emunah. Rak ma shehesig biyigiyasoy ha'atzmis v'kana b'mesiris nefesh ze nishar biyadoy hu asher oymid lo be'es nisayon. Whatever you work hard at, whatever you toil in your Yiddishkeit, whatever you achieve for yourself and hold in your hand, that's what will stand by you during your nisayon. That's what will give you the ability to overcome it. And what is that power? That power is when a person takes himself and realizes that without Hashem's help, he couldn't do it on his own. Because Avraham Avinu's derech was to withstand the nisayonis, and Avraham Avinu's derech is the derech of humility. How do we know this? It says, Avraham Avinu b'shas nisayon, he had also his stalk, so he reached the lowest of the levels, and therefore he only could hold on, grasp onto the three things. What are the three things that Avraham Avinu had? It says in Pirkei Avos that the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu have three things. They have Ayin Toiva, V'ruach Nemucha, V'nefesh Shefela. These are the Yesoides of Avraham Avinu, and these are the things that Avraham Avinu held onto to pass him and get him through the Nisayon. So Mefarshim explain that all these things are connected to Bitul Hayeshus, nullifying ourselves. If we're able to nullify our own ego, if we're able to humble ourselves, that will give us the strongest faith in Hashem, and that will give us the power to overcome any Nisayon there is. So how is that? These things are connected, and they have one foundation, that's humility. And what is the sod, the foundation, the sod of all these things? Ayin tova, ruach nemucha, nefesh shefela, shem yisoda shel Avraham Avinu, v'yisoda shel Yehudi, yisoda shosh dvarim alohu hem bitul hayeshus, nullification of the self, of the ego. V'zeu yisoda ayin tova, why? Shebal ayin tova, sameach betovasol shel chaveroi. What's a person who has an ayin tova? What's an ayin hara? Ayin hara we're all familiar with, right? Ayin hara, the negative one, unfortunately, that's what people talk about all the time. Ayin hara means you look at a person, you wish you had what they had, you're jealous of them. Why is a person jealous of somebody else? Because they wish they had what they had. if a person loves somebody else, they wouldn't be jealous of them. Usually when people love each other, when they have somebody that they love and that person gains something, they're happy for them. They're not jealous of them. They don't want to take that thing away from them. They feel that they deserve it. They love them. They wish good upon them. They wish that they should have such a thing. That is the madrig of Ayin Toiva. Sishamech betovasu shel chaver, that he rejoices when his friend gets something good. Roya tamid rak toval chavero. Like we say in the tefillah from the Rebbe Melech has a tefillah that he created before davening. It's printed in many of the Siddurim. And one of the most famous lines of that tefillah, which was made into a song, is Shenire kol echad malas chaverenu, gvo chesronam. We should be zoiche, we should all daven to Hashem, we should be zoiche, we should all merit to see the mila, to see the good points in all of our fellows and all of our friends, and not their detriments, not what they're lacking, not what's missing. When a person's able to look into another person, a friend of his, another Jew, and see only the positive qualities, only the nekudos tovos about that person, he's happy for him or her. He's happy every time they get something good because he wishes that upon him because he's a great person. Of course he deserves that. Aval in yesh bo yeshus, but if a person is full of himself, then you can only see a person's shortcomings. When a person nullifies his own ego, his own sense of self, a person then sees their merits and not their demerits. And obviously the language of a ruach nemucha, a lowly spirit, and a nefesh shefela, and a lowly soul, these also come and teach us about bitul yeshus, nullification of the ego and the self. Al pi chasidus, zeh yesoid ha'avud avoida shel Yehudi. A person has to realize, a Jew has to realize that the yesoid, the foundation of his avoida as a Jew, is to realize, like we said about before, about Sforach Zakuchav, and look up to the exaltedness of God and how great He is and how little and insignificant we are. Nullify your ego and yourself and realize how dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu you are and how great He is for caring about us and giving us. And Sheyehudim Vatel Kol Yeshusa LaHashem V'azu Bichlal Talmidav Shav Avraham Avinu. Once a person is able to do that and work upon himself and realize just how great Hashem is and how insignificant He is, Mikoach Zeh Hu Oymed Bechol Nisyon HaSachayim, he can use that power of humility to overcome all the most difficult trials and tests there are in life. It's said about the Rebbe Reb Melech and his brother, the Rebbe Reb Zisha, that they were once had a big machloikis between them. In a void of Hashem, what is the derech a person should do? Should they focus on the greatness of a person or the greatness of Hashem? So they went to the Magid, and the Magid told them that they're both right, both of them are correct. But it's better to start with greatness of Hashem. Even though the greatness of a person and a feeling of self-pride is important, you have to start with Yiras Hashem before Avas Hashem. To start with the Yira, the Shiflus, the Anivus, humility, that's the first gate. Because Ha'oyev b'nefesh ha'golo b'yoseh shel Yehudi, Yeshus v'chomrius. The greatest enemy in the heart and the soul of a Jew is his ego, his pride, his desire for material things, and his feeling of self-worth. K'maimar Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh al HaPasuk Anochi Omed Bein Hashem Uveinechem. It says in the Pasuk about Moshe Rabbeinu, said about himself, I am standing like a shariach, like a messenger, connecting between you and Hashem. But the Baal Shem Tov learned from that a difficult thing. Anochi Omed Bein Hashem Uveinechem. Anochius, the feeling of self-worth, the ego, the I stands between you and God. When there's too much of yourself, of anochius, there's too much I, there's too much ego, that stands between you and God. It's a barrier. And the only way to overcome that barrier, the only way to break down that barrier is bitul hayeshus, nullification of the self and the ego. There's two different stories about the Talmidei HaMagid. One story they tell about one of the Talmidei HaMagid was that he came to the door. He had been by the Magid for many years. He had thought he had reached a level of perfection. He was about to come and ask permission to go back home. He knocked on the door late at night, and the Magid asked who was there, and he said, it's I. Because the Magid didn't open up. And he knocked and he knocked, and no one answered. The next day he came, and the Magid said, if you can be here so many years and still say, Anochi, I, Ich, you still have a long way to go, and he still had a long way to perfect himself. Another story they tell about one of Talmidei HaMagid was that he was in a certain place, and the people in that place asked him something for his opinion, and he said, "I think," and he said it with such a feeling of self-importance, he gave his opinion. A different time, he was in a different place. The Magid sent him on a mission, sent him somewhere. No one there knew him. No one there knew who he was. Just then, one of them noticed that something had been stolen. And of course, who would they suspect except the stranger? And they started running after him, and he started running away. When they grabbed him, they said, "Thief, give it back." And he said, it's not me. He kept hitting him. He kept saying, "Nicht ich, nicht ich." And as he said, with each "nicht ich" that he said, not I, he realized what he was doing. He's nullifying the I. That is one of the most difficult things a person has to do. V'zek gam soid koyach ha'amid b'chol nesir nesachayim. Al yedei bitul yeshus ayin toive ruach nemucha nefesh shefela. And why is it that that is what the ingredient required? So it says in the Nesiv Shalom a bit later, he explains the power of Simcha. That when a person, as long as a person is full of himself, as long as a person is strong in his ego and self-worth, he can't be happy. He can't be truly happy. He always feels like he's lacking something. He's never satisfied because I deserve better. That's not what should be coming to me. This is not what should be happening in my life. Why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this? And every time a person asks himself questions, he has to listen to the I and the me in those questions. Because if a person didn't think of himself so much, didn't have such a big ego, those things wouldn't bother him so much. The person doesn't think himself so important, so no. The person skipped over him in the, you know, they were going to choose somebody, they didn't choose him. Okay, but if I'm not significant, what do I care if they didn't choose me? But if I'm somebody important, what, they didn't choose me? How could it be that I wasn't chosen? How could it be that they didn't think of calling on me? How could it be that they didn't think of me first? And the answer is because who are you? The anochius, the I, the me, the feeling of self-importance is what removes simcha out of our lives. Because as soon as a person feels that he's lacking all the time, he can't be. How can he be ezu asher samech becha? How can a person be samech bechalkoi when he keeps thinking that his portion should be bigger because of who he is? If a person wants to reach simcha and he wants to overcome nisyonis and he wants to reach the level of Rav Avinu, of level of tmimus, the only way to reach all those levels is bitul hayeshus. And a person can come to simcha, to true simcha, through bitul hayeshus, because it gives a koyach to a Jew to overcome all the trials. Because when a person is going through a difficult time and he's going through trials and suffering, if a person is attached to Hashem, if he's happy in his lot, in his portion, nothing can touch him. Nothing can bother him. Nothing can push him away. Nothing can send him off that path. And when a person has all those koiches, the koyach of shifrus and anivus, the bitul hayesh, which will bring him to true simcha, then a person can overcome all the trials, all the tests, and it's all the nisyon. Hashem should help that whatever tests and trials that we go through in our lives, we overcome them with simcha, with bitul hayeshus, and Hashem should help that we shall reach our shlemus. Merav v'yameinu. Thank you.